Oh, awesome. Well, here we are. I get Doom running on that Blitz machine. It's certainly powerful enough to run it. You just have to port it to whatever weird 3DFX hardware that thing runs on. I'm going to need to stop and get gas on the way home. Injustice 2, you say. I assume that is going to happen this year, but I actually don't know. I need gas. There's a gas station right here, but I don't need gas for 22 miles, according to this. So I'm going to drive to the next gas station and reevaluate. Also, it would appear that this gas station is closed. All the pumps are all tarped off, taped off, taped and tarped. Tarp tape. This gas station was just open. The inside is still open because it's got a Burger King, but they were closed for a while because I figure, you know, like, gas stations will just close every few years, right? They'll be like, oh, we have to replace the underground tanks and, you know, do stuff. But this one was closed for like a week or more. And then open again, and now it is closed again. So maybe they did something, and then something fucking broke. All right, let's get into it.
We want to take this opportunity once again to say thank you to the Lazy T Ranch LLC, Dwight and Kristen's Horn, also Delphus Co-op Association, and Gleason and Son Signs for sponsoring our tie-down rope. And a big thank you to our buckle sponsor, Robinson Feeds, LLC, your breed of feed sales from Phoenix.
Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147.
Hey, it's Flint Rasmussen from outside the... Peter Texan. Big Invitational PBR Bull Riding. JW joins us to talk about that. And one of the great young guns in the Young Guns Challenge, Cooper Davis, talks about a potential matchup with the Great Bull Airtime. It's all on Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen Friday at 5 Eastern and 3 in the Mountains. Again, Sunday at 1 Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio Sirius XM 147 or the Sirius XM app.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson.
Hello!
Six FFA today. We'll get the latest headlines from around the organization, recap Georgia's state FFA convention, and catch up with the Blue Hill FFA chapter in Nebraska. Finally, we'll meet a Minnesota FFA member getting third graders started early on the importance of agriculture. So tune in to FFA today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, the Sirius XM app, and Sirius On Demand.
Rural Radio, Sirius XM 147.
Uh-oh. What we got here is a failure to communicate.
I know it's his.
Why?
Because it's like it's cowboy stuff. It's ropes with sticks tied to it.
Really?
Yes. Lasso something.
Troy?
Yes?
I'm just curious if you agree with me on this.
What?
Whatever he's doing with that rope with a stick tied to it, it's
wrong.
Not the way it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. Keith, that's not a rope with a stick on the end of it at all.
It's a stick with a rope on the end of it?
No, it's not. That is a bull whip. You need... Hold on. You're going to hurt yourself. Hold on. Just pick up the... Drop the end that you have and pick up the other end. The stick end.
The stick end.
Yeah.
The stick end.
There you go. Now be careful. Wait a second. You're not... doing it right.
It's supposed to make a noise when you do
it. It was making a noise. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, whoosh is not the noise it's supposed to make.
Oh.
Whoa. It's supposed to make a different noise.
What? Oh.
Troy, what's he doing wrong?
Well, just, I want you to try this maneuver. You ever throw a baseball, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay, now pick that stick up like you're going to throw a baseball.
Okay.
Whip it out. Just throw it out in front of you. No, that's not what I meant. You have to hang on to it.
I have a funny feeling you have to be very specific in your
said,
words.
See that? Throw it out. You're saying hold on
this
to it.
This is a great
it.
Routine.
Can I try this?
You can.
Okay. Okay, Keith.
What?
We're going back to the baseball analogy.
Okay.
Okay. Like you're throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do not let go of the stick. Just kind
of
take your elbow.
Of the stick.
Throw it really snappy in front of you and hang on to the stick end of the stick in the rope. Boom.
You got it.
What are you hollering for? You're way over there.
Oh, Keith, that was good. You did it.
Shut up.
See me do it again.
Oh, I'm nervous now.
No pressure.
Wow. Daddy got it going on. Huh?
Be careful.
Wow.
Now whip me with that whip.
See? That's pretty good.
You want some of this, cowboy?
we've created...
Wow.
Oh, no.
I tried to tell you... Keith, are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yes, are you okay?
Do you see anybody else standing like this?
I don't.
Man. Oh, geez. Troy!
Yeah?
You ain't gonna believe this.
What happened?
That thing cut me straight up and down.
Wait a second.
You wanna see it?
No! I don't wanna see it. Pull your pants back up. What are you doing?
I'm glad it went up and down and not crossways.
Why is that?
Hello?
What?
If it had a white crawl space?
Yeah.
Every time you go down the slide board, it goes...
Wait a second.
Man, I'm gonna put this thing up.
I think that's a good idea.
Shut up.
You know, the thing about it, though...
What?
Since you got that... you kind of got okay at it before you tried to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people, Troy, that I've seen that actually get paid money to do...
Big money.
Big money.
How do we go about that financial success here?
Well, you got to practice a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And you got to be able to like, cut a target.
That's right.
That's what this is.
Is there a target in there?
Get back.
Hey.
Come here and hold it.
No.
Come here, just one of you.
You're okay. You ain't that good, buddy.
What about that Kate girl?
Yeah.
Where is she? Okay. All right, hold on. Hold on, let's go up here.
No. Don't go into the crowd.
Team player. Oh. Hey, lady, on the phone. On the phone. Come here. Hey, come here. Let me see the phone. Let me have the phone. They'll call you back.
She's on the phone. You did not just do that.
I need some help. Will you come help me? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will give you your phone if you will come and help me. Dude, this is better than a credit card. Come right this way. Come on. Come right on. Yes. Oh, yeah.
These kids today, you can lead them around with a cell phone.
Whoopee. I'm going to give you your phone, but you can't go nowhere. Come this way. Come right over here.
No, don't.
Because I got a deal
don't
for
don't follow. Really. No, do not.
Yeah. All right. First of all, I just want you to stand... Right there. Okay. All righty. And then I want you to hold that, face that way, be still.
Wait a second.
What?
Now, the people that I was talking about that make a lot of money doing this, they practice for years. You've only practiced for about 3 seconds.
I'm a quick learner.
I remember what happened.
All right, here we go. All right, be still. I'm nervous. Okay.
Good decision.
Come back up here.
Yeah. She does not want to go through the rest of her life being called lefty.
I know I'm talking too fast for you. Man, okay, wait a minute. All right, be still. That's not dyed hair, is it? Come on up here. She's true blonde. Jeez. All righty. Stand right there. Wow. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, you're going to have to come down here, one of you.
No.
Sorry.
One of you's got to come down here and hold the target.
I don't trust you either.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Hey, this looks like a good idea.
Oh.
Zip.
Oh, shut up.
She made it pop on the first try.
No, this ain't, this dog ain't gonna hunt in this race, No.
I have a question.
I was just joking about that hair.
I have a question.
Yeah, guess
Did
what?
Did we die? You go to hell?
Are you sure you know what I'm doing? Oh, she's so cocky right now.
Yeah.
Did she get it?
Oh, no.
No, but she came real close.
Shut up. I am tensed right now. What?
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
What is she?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, but I'm feeling about half violated right now.
I don't blame you.
I'm trying to figure out why you're only feeling half.
Shut up, lady. I can hear you all the way over here. I'll find out where you live. Are you for real? Shut up.
I'm sure this will be fine, kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh! She got it! How about her? How about it? I think Keith Isley just learned that the best man for the job actually is a woman. Ah, you were fine. Ladies and gentlemen, the award-winning Keith Isley.
Award-winning.
99 KG, number one for New Country, 910 KINA, ITC, transcode.com.
We say thank you to him.
Y'all ready for some more Bucket Horses? Say yeah. Saddle Bronc Riders, you're on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to do it.
What?
Wyatt Casper, watch this kid from Valco, Oklahoma. You're looking at an intercollegiate champion from the Bucket Shoot, courtesy of the Bennington State Bank. First to try.
He's on a horse tonight from New Frontier Rodeo they call the Crow Agent. Here's another veteran bucking horse that will take you to the pay window if you can match the moves of this great bucking horse. We're trying to get to 82 or better. Look at the system. Oh, man. I like it. Watch as Andy Eck moves in one of our Ram truck pickup and he sets him on the ground. He can hear you now. Come on.
That'll work. Ladies and gentlemen, the scoring system is simple. 1 to 25 for the horse. The buck, the kick, the altitude changes. 1 to 25 for the ride. Judges are looking for the rhythm and timing of the spur stroke. Got to keep your feet in the stirrups a whole 8 seconds. Don't touch it with the free hand. There are a lot of rules. We're talking 75 points for the Oklahoma Cowboy. 75.
Welcome back to our arena. Our Ram truck pickup men, Andy Eck, Ryan Bestall, what a great job they do. Let's go to Glencoe, Oklahoma, Nick Chenault, the riding redhead. Down inside our propane central bucket, shooting the horse they call Cosmo from New Frontier Rodeo, and Eric Jensen, our livestock superintendent. He's on the backside of the bucket, shooting our man that owns this horse, Jim Crother. He's on that horse's head. He's going to push him out, get it started. Nick, you do your thing. Come on. What a pretty bucket horse. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Check on him, guys. Check on him.
He's fine. He thinks it's a gorgeous night here in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I have to say about that is thank God that horse wasn't a unicorn. That boy would be a corn dog right now. Give him a hand, would you? Give him a hand.
What?
Now, the score to beat in the saddle bronc riding tonight. We're talking about 82 points. Dalton Kingery in the number one spot. So you got to be in the 80s to get the money.
Ben Engelman, Beaver, Oklahoma. Wow. Stevie Strong, the big deal for New Frontier.
He is a big deal.
Yes, he is.
Shaver Show Cattle Bucket Shoot. Come on, let's do it on the paint bucket horse. Wow.
Big. Sal. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, so we've sent one flying over the front end. We kicked one in the butt as he was flying through the air, headed off the backside. Ladies and gentlemen, if you came for spectacular buck-offs tonight, you're in the right spot. Somebody want to give Big Ben a little hand? The big deal just won the match. Pay him off with a little bit of that applause. I like it when a guy just got kicked right in the tailbone by a horse while he was 10 feet in the air and he walks out of the arena smiling. That's good. Rawhide, portable corral system. Let's do it this way. Ladies and gentlemen, Shane Empower, Goodwell, Oklahoma. You grow up and your last name is Empower. Everybody in the world expects you to ride bucket horses. This is half hitch.
Look at him ride. Look at him reach. Look at him set his feet. Beautiful ride.
I got a thought about that ride.
What's that, Steve?
Did you see when he came around? A lot of saddle bronc riders. Visualize that ride in your mind. That horse came around and got into a tight little circle right down here in front of the outgate. A lot of bronc riders will quit spurring when they get into that spot. Shane Empower didn't miss a lick, and I think the score is going to reflect it.
Big numbers. We're going to tie him at the top. Somebody scream for 82 points on the ride.
White Farms, Precision Ag, Scheibler Farms, Ottawa City Feeders, they're bringing in the bronc riding. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Shaver Show, Candle Bucking Shoot, let's try it this way.
All right, we're going to get back to it. We're riding the mound.
This is Jace Blackwell from South Dakota. Q34 is the hip number. The name of the horse is the War Eagle. This is a saddle bronc riding family out of the Badlands in North and South Dakota. I want you to think about something. If you live in South Dakota and you want to be a saddle bronc rider, they raise some of the greatest bronc riders in the world in this man's home state.
They do. As a matter of fact, talking about the Etmeyer family, that's where Robert, Billy, and Danny came from. What's that? Dakota's up there in the Northland, and here's another one of Jace and Jade Blackwell. You're going to hear a lot about these riding bronc riders out of Hermosa, South Dakota. He went to college at Fort Scott Community College over in southeastern Kansas. He's been the qualifier to the Badlands Circuit Finals as well. And here tonight, he wants to win this round. Come on, Jace!
Right there, there. And the race is on, and the pickup man got him on the ground. And everybody on that side of the arena screamed for my man from South Dakota.
He's going to play trip like I do over and over again.
4 points on the board. 7-4.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the classic event, our sport of rodeo. The origins of professional rodeo trace their roots back to the working cattle ranch. Before you took off on a cattle drive, you had to pick your herd. You had to go break some stud that didn't want to be rode.
I'm sorry, what?
That's the way it all started. We moved from Propane Central up to Shaver Show Cattle one more time.
Big thanks to our friends from White Farms, Precision Ag, as well as Shadler Farms of Bennington, Kansas. Ottawa County Feeders of Minneapolis and our buckle sponsors, Mark and Joni Oldham, from right here in Bennington.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chase Miller, Yukon, Oklahoma. The cowboy you're about to say hello to tonight.
How many of you watch the reality TV show Sweet Home Alabama? Anybody watch it? It's been on TV.
Yep, you folks over here.
This young man right here was on that TV show.
Really?
He was. He's a little wild cowboy, and we're glad that he's here because it shows up in his riding style. He's going to go at this horse like he's in a dog fight. Yukon, Oklahoma's Chase Miller is our man climbing down inside that Shaver Show Cattle Bucking Chute.
Sweet Home Alabama, huh? Let's go! If he gets to Salina, send him back. Anybody think you did all right? If you did, slap your hands together for him one time, would you?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you a question. It's armchair rodeo officials.
Next right, and then right turn.
We've watched some broncs out tonight. The New Frontier Livestock have been exceptional, and that horse maybe didn't perform quite to par. If you were official tonight, would you give him an option for a re-ride? A couple of them would,
yeah. About half.
Next
about right. Half. It's a 50-50 deal. Are they going to give him an option for a re-ride?
56 points with the option for a rerun.
Chase, you right. Do it again.
I made it to the gas station. Pretty exciting. I'm gonna get gas.
here in the team rope, and also Key Feeds, Santa Fe Carpet, and our buckle sponsors, Billy Joyce, Yan, the Bennington, and Mark and Michelle Johnson. Also, from back here, Bennington, a big thank you to you folks for sponsoring.
We're not going there anymore.
In the buckles this year. All right. Philip McCoy, Banks, Oklahoma. He's on the head side. Justin Fox of J, Oklahoma. He's going to mount the heel in the end. We have any Oklahoma people here tonight? Where are you guys sitting at? If you all are, let's
Oklahoma
get
people.
Get there. Can't catch on turn shape. Here comes the heel shot. Oh, 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 oh! He got him. We're going to be a six flat on the run. 6-0. All right, got to get him in the force. Get him in the money. Six flat on that team. Trying with Levi Tyann, Wallace, Nebraska. Chris Sherman, Colby, Kansas. Next up, these guys win a lot of money in rodeos. They'll go to some of the big jackpots, the USTRZ outfits like that put on. What a bunch of money there.
Yes, they do.
Team Roper's got it kind of cool in the rodeo business. Their jackpots across the country win $100,000. Man, oh man, he's carrying a 35-foot rope, but he threw 34 and a half feet of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they broke the barrier.
Fucking barrier breakers.
They broke the barriers. All right. 6-8 plus 10. Somebody give a little consolation. Would you do that?
Let's go to the number 3 team in the Prairie Circuit today.
All right, boys, we're checking with you at the gate. I see an extra steer trotting down the arena. We're rolling them down one. Is that correct? Okay. So I think that'll take us to Troy Boone and Kingston J.
Down there.
Alright, Troy Boone, Beach Bowl.
That's what they want. You fucking sickos.
Now here's a pair of gunslingers. Knocked and loaded. Time to go to work. A long line out. Is it going to fit? No, 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 it's not. Oops. Well, sorry guys. Nice game to Bennington. Hope to come back next year. I heard a little rumble from the fans. You don't have to wait for Troy and I to ask for it. Just go for it.
There you go. You bet.
Okay, I got a question. As we get ready for the team of Ryan Beaver and Derek Peterson to ride in, this is Wyoming and Kansas. Does anybody feel like singing tonight? Have we got anybody who's a little musically inclined in the audience by chance? I think we ought to test that. We're going to watch this team rope, and I'm going to give you a chance to sing a little bit.
Oh, good.
All right. Back in, Brian Beaver, Boulder, Wyoming. He's up tonight with Derek Peterson out of Lewisburg, Kansas. Derek Peterson has been one of those top healers in our game for a long time. Yep. He is about as tough as they come on the healing end. To the man on the head side, he's got confidence with his partner tonight, and all he needs to do is get it on that steer, turn him and shape him up, and Derek will take care of the rest.
One of the best healers,
this
he can res you.
The dream team of the rodeo.
Before you even knew you were dead.
They can be. Not gonna work. Uh-oh.
All right. Okay, singers, I'm putting you in the hand of the band and the music. Karen, what have you got for our fans tonight? Anybody know the words to this song by Neil Diamond?
Every night, every night. Same jokes.
How good was it? Awesome.
Like, he keeps cutting out the music at the part where there are no words.
You're on.
They want the crowd to go bop, 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 which is fine, but like.
Everybody else was in a solid B sharp, and he was in an absolutely awesome D flat over there. You know what I mean?
Brandon Maskey.
Sir, I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Brandon Maskey, Alba, Oklahoma.
Derek Jansen out of Ames, Oklahoma. That's our team that goes to work inside the arena right now. Head catch on. Clean things up. Oh!
Yeah,
oh! Pantyhose City. Perfect. How about a 6 and 7? How about a 6 and 7? That's the fastest run we watched tonight.
All right, we'll take it. Got to take it at 4 and 3 to get him in the lead. Let's talk about Gage player from Andover, Kansas. Jason Trent from Burton, Kansas. Okay. Now Jake, the young man running the music over here, he thought that Sweet Caroline was cool for all the old people.
It was.
But he wants to know if we can do something for the kids today. Okay? I'm going to try something. What do you got for the kids?
I can't hear.
Oh, here we go.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Stormin' in yellow and porous, you see. If none of the nonsense be something you wish.
Oh, the kids had a great. By the way, guys, it's okay that you took a no time. If I was roping with SpongeBob SquarePants as my background music, I'd miss too. Okay? Just saying. What? Everybody give the kids a round of applause tonight.
All right, we're going to get back to team open right now. Marysville, Kansas, Taylor Shots. Teams up with Opie, Kansas, Lyndon Steele. Here's the pair of regional champions we're getting set to watch. Here in the team open down the far end. They too have had a chance to watch a few runs in front of them. That could be very beneficial. Now, if you're next to run, there's a 4 and 3 on top. You're going to push that barrier. You're going to get it on that steer, turning. Clean it up on the back side. They're going to get one of them. You're going to get one. They'll carry 5. So a 6 and 9 goes to a 14 and 9 with the Bentley.
All right, everybody. All right. So what do you want to try? You want to try guys and girls? Which one? You want to do ladies first? Okay. This song is ladies only. Come on, girls, clap your hands and make a little noise.
Please. Acknowledge me.
Give a shot. Come on, ladies. Awesome. Time Ryan, Abilene, Kansas. Raylan, Stevie from Sedgwick, Kansas. I think the ladies are doing good. Let's go. Okay, guys, the bad news is you don't get to use the SpongeBob SquarePants excuse. Sorry. Oh, that's kind of a cold song to play after they take a no time. There are certain songs you never want to hear after you've just thrown an empty head loop, but that's got to be one of them. Somebody give them a round of applause. Would you do that? Huh?
Well, that's going to round out our field of team ropers tonight. We want to say thanks again to Kansas Financial Services, our friends at Key Feeds, also Santa Fe Carpet. And our buckle sponsors, Billy Joyce.
This is like unlistenable. Like, you have no idea what the fuck is going on if you're not watching it. They're barely talking about the action. It's worse than wrestling.
Hi, I'm Ben Midgley, the CEO of Crunch Fitness Franchise Company. Great franchise opportunities in great industries don't come along every day. But today, that franchise opportunity is Crunch Fitness, and that industry is the $25 billion health and fitness industry, an industry that just keeps getting stronger. Crunch Fitness Franchise is the fastest growing full-size fitness franchise with one of the largest membership bases in the world. In my opinion, it's the most competitive and progressive model there is. Crunch Fitness is a different kind of franchise company. We have a tremendous group of franchise owners, and together we have built a great culture. Our philosophy is stay small to grow large, meaning less franchisees with more stores. With less franchisees, we all benefit by staying connected, being nimble, and leading our industry rather than reacting to it. So if you're looking for a great opportunity in an even better industry, check us out today, crunchfranchise.com. That's crunchfranchise.com.
Hey.
Each year, golf legend Jack Nicklaus hosts the PGA Tour's best at his home course. It's the Memorial, and it's on PGA Tour Radio. And we'll spend an hour with the Golden Bear as he looks back upon his first U.S. Open triumph. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern with our PGA Tour Radio special, Jack's First Major.
I did not realize, as a 22-year-old might not, that I was sitting in the backyard of Arnold Palmer.
Coverage of the Memorial continues all weekend on PGA Tour Radio, Sirius Choice, and XM 92.
Hard work. It's not just about paying the bills. It's about pride. Whether you swing a hammer all day, get your hands dirty under the hood, or you serve food at a place with, well, character. You're the backbone of this country. Sometimes backbones hurt. Your back aches every time you move, and when you're in pain, you get aspirin-free back aid. Back aid gives you effective, long-lasting pain relief. When the backbone of America deserves pain relief, get back aid. Find back aid in the pain relief aisle.
Use as directed.
Rural Radio, Channel 147, exclusively on Sirius XM.
Boom. Easy, easy.
Or screw it, man. Get some Percocets. I don't know. Oh, shit.
Good idea.
Oh!
What? Whatever you're into.
So that's what it looks like.
What?
What? Obamacare.
Ah, yeah!
Man, I can't believe it. You wouldn't... Oh, hold on.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I had to lock it.
I see.
Don't know what kind of neighborhood I'm in.
I know.
How you like it?
I like it.
I was in South Texas a couple of weeks ago, and yeah. I bought in from a man that was out of work and needed money.
Who was it?
George Bush.
Are you kidding me?
This was his own personal horse.
Really?
Really? Yeah, he'd had him for 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
A three-year-old.
Wait a second.
Highly intelligent animal, and he's smart, too.
I can see that.
Yeah. You just ask him a question, and he'll give you an answer.
Oh, really?
Just watch this.
Give me an example.
Do you like the rodeo announcer?
Wait a second.
Hey, he's got an itch.
I see.
I see that.
He's got another itch.
He does?
Do you like the rodeo announcer? I am so sorry.
Wow.
I had to take him to the dentist the other day to get his teeth cleaned for the big show.
Okay.
Here.
The big show?
Big smile.
What was the big show smile doing with your horse?
Hey. Oh, look at that, huh?
Okay. All right, now we got to get a big smile on this side. Big smile. Come on, big smile. Big smile. And you may not realize it.
What?
But this is the original party animal right here.
Seriously.
For real. This dude went out the other night and made a donkey of himself. I went to get him the next morning.
Yeah.
This is what he looked like.
What did he?
That head hurt so bad.
Oh. One of those nights.
So that bad.
He was.
So bad. Sometimes we go out together and I make a donkey of myself.
Surely not.
Never fear. This is my designated driver.
It awesome. Is.
Are you guys pointed in the right direction?
Yeah.
And then he'll take you right on to the house. Oh. Man, if he looks like he's got one.
Oh, look, there she is. Wrong.
Man. And a gentleman. Just say, for instance, if a lady was to drop her handkerchief.
Uh-huh.
And if it hadn't been used in the last week and a half,
yeah,
he will pick it up and bring it back and drop it again. Pick it up.
I go. This is
that. How about that?
Well, how about that? How about that?
Oh, and before he goes to bed at night, he has to say his prayers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. This is how he says his. No, it's Friday night. Hurry up, God's in a hurry. Just like,
ladies and gentlemen,
that.
How about it? I love it.
Oh, check it out.
What's that?
The jacket, dude.
Yeah.
It came with the horse. They said I could use it for the saddle.
Uh-huh.
The saddle blanket.
Awesome.
All right. I'm going to get me a running start and like Roy Rogers would do, just oops.
What?
Apparently he is not in love with the jacket.
All right, I'm gonna get.
You were saying?
I'm saying, if I ever catch you doing that again, we'll be the only truck and trailer leaving town with a horse tied to the outside.
Oh no!
Oh no! The same joke from last night. Oh no! Oh God!
You know, I've been reading up on this cowboy stuff, and I found out that the rules of the road, code of the West.
Does that mean he's going to have sex with the horse again like he did last night? Because I don't know that I can take that.
That's right.
All right, come in, help me on.
No, no.
Why?
Because you got on a little bit ago, you can get on again.
I stepped upon.
Look at that, huh?
He's dying.
A slow
death. He did.
Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to make a little noise.
Come on. Come on, please.
Please, make a little noise. Are you paying attention to any of this at all?
This is not working.
Man. Hey, dude, I am the horse whisperer, and you got some bad breath. You realize that? Woo, son, you do. You do. I know, they said sometimes you can pop the whoop, and they will get up.
They did what?
Pop the whoop.
That's South Carolina for whip. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, come on, baby. Get up. Get up.
No, no.
Get up. Come on.
No, what are you... No, stop.
Don't do that. If you get him, ever pull his lips off his face. Get up. Get up.
Wasn't last night enough?
Steve.
Yeah.
You fucking deviant.
Can y'all work around it?
No.
Can't do it.
We're back to button bus barrel race and ride bulls. I don't think that's a good idea.
What was that second one?
A race.
Women drivers, dude. Women drivers.
Hey.
Come on, get up.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, come on. Jeez, my goodness.
You should be able to get on right now.
Yeah, come on, baby. Jeez.
Try one more time.
I could use it for a beach chair.
There you go.
Pretty casual. Come on, baby.
No. Oh, God.
He said no.
Oh, I see. What the
hell is the problem?
His tail is stuck in the ground.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, no.
What?
I believe he's drilling for oil.
Why would you say that?
I can smell the gas.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's up.
He's up.
Okay. I'm gonna just lead him out. Lead him out to eat up here.
Is he eating that horse's ass?
What happened to the Code of the West thing?
Well, yeah. Obama's in charge now. Oh, never mind.
Oh, fucking amazing.
That person. It's a pretty good one.
Uh-huh.
If it does not work,
yes.
It's way entertaining. I'm gonna cut this microphone off.
Okay.
Just in case it does not work, you really don't want to hear what I got to say.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is,
look at this.
Hey! How about that?
How
Ladies
about that?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up big time for our entertainer, specially act of the year, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. All the way from the state of North Carolina, Mr. Keith Isley, here with us this weekend. Thank you, Keith.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just awesome.
All right,
just
folks.
Awesome.
We say thank you.
Also, completely illegal,
KG,
but
number one for hey. New country to 910 KINA, ITZTransco.com. Is it time for the kids?
No, God,
right,
what?
Time for our wool warriors in the month busting to make their way down here to get set to ride a little sheep tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the kids 5, 6, 7, one of them's 3 years old.
Oh, no.
Mason Corby, Minneapolis, Kansas. Number one on your list.
He's drawing a little sheep tonight they call Sheepskate. Down inside, our buckets you brought to us by
Rawhide Portable Corral System. Sheepscape. Sheepscape. First man rides, everybody rides. How many of you here from Minneapolis, Kansas tonight? You know the fear factor in our butt, we're going to back up. We're going to go to number two right now. Nathan Van Coven is right here in Bennington, Kansas. This little boy is only 5 years old, and he's drawing a sheep tonight they call Fleet Feet. Come on! Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nathan tonight. How about 75 on the ride for Nathan? 75.
All right, 75 points will start it. Are we going back to number one? Nope, we're going to number three. This is Joshua White from Minneapolis, 7 years old. Anybody know Joshua White that's in the audience tonight? Let's go, Joshua!
If not, we're taking him home with us.
Oh! Little trick and fancy riding on the little sheep they call Mutton Special.
You sick fucks.
85 points.
Good stuff.
All right, let's go to Ashton Mom, Lynchburg, Kansas. 7-year-old buckaroo, and he's been in this event before. As a matter of fact, this is Jimmy Brothers' nephew. Or oh, Jimmy grandson. Grandson.
Awesome. Pat, you've already had a chance to watch Ashton in the arena today.
Yeah.
He was chasing steers on that pony a while ago.
He was. All
right. 7 years old, Ashton Mom.
Drawing a sheep tonight, they call You the Man.
I get it. You the Man.
Yes.
I got it.
All right. Down in the bucket sheep, brought to us by Propane Central.
On the count of three, everybody say go, Ashton. 1, 2, 3. And on 4, he said, no, this is stupid.
We'll come back. All right, we'll come back to Ashton. Let's go to Oliver White from Minneapolis.
7 years old.
Drunk Rambo. Hey,
hey,
come on. Give it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, 82 points for Oliver.
All right.
All right, let's go back to Ashton.
Let's exploit some children to this music.
The little sheep, they call it You the Man. That's Ashton himself. He is the man around the house.
After daddy ran off.
Ashton, hang on. This little cowboy's been in this event several times. His grandfather, Jimmy Crother, our stock contractor with New Frontier Rodeo, he's down there talking to him, a champion bull rider himself. JC's in there talking to him as well. Come on, Ashton, hang on, hey, hang on. Oh! Give him something for the acrobats tonight.
His score is 84 points. His time at the bulldogging is 5 seconds left. That's an all-around champion in one event right there.
All right, let's go to Meyer Pratt right here in Bennington. Yes, yes, he's going to ride here a little bit, but Meyer, nice work. Give it up for Meyer. How'd you like the ride?
All right, Meyer. 78 points, 78.
Let's go to Marsh. Marsh gets ride of Bennington. 5 years old.
All right. Score 72 and a round of applause, please. Come on, give it up, would you? Give it up. All right, Boston Fouse, Minneapolis, Kansas, 7 years old.
Drawn one they call a sheep at the wheel. That is inside Propane Central. Oh, actually, Shaver Show Cattle bucket shoes for a rat.
That's it. By the way, say Shaver Show Cattle 3 times now.
I tried to say it once and couldn't get it. We appreciate their sponsorship on the bucket shoe tonight. Come on, Boston.
Boston landed. He looked up at his father and said, okay, next time you do it.
Big smile.
81 points. 81.
Aiden Anderson.
Aiden Anderson's who we're going to look at right now. Minneapolis, Kansas. Here's a young buckaroo, only 7 years old, drawn one they call Big Bad Buck.
Emphasis on the bad.
No, we get it. We fucking get it.
All right, Aiden. Aiden Anderson, 7 years old. I'm talking Minneapolis, Kansas. High score so far, 85. Everybody clap your hands and music. Here we go. Okay, God is a country boy.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, new leader, 87 points.
All right, I think this is Justin Pickrell that we're going to look at next.
All right, Justin Pickrell, let's go.
Yes, the youngster, only 4 years old. Only 4 years old.
79 points, 79.
All right, one left. We're going to go to Eli Howell from right here, or from Minneapolis, Kansas. Drawing one they call Cute as a Button.
All right, Bennington State Bank. Who made the sheep?
Oh, no. Final Wool Warrior to ride.
All right, Eli.
Wool Warrior.
Ladies and gentlemen, 5 years old, Eli Howell. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, come alive.
Folks, I have good news. We saved the best for last. 90 points for Eli. Awesome. Did y'all like the sheep riders tonight? If you did, give them a hand. Eli Howell, you the man.
Rural Radio Channel 147.
This is Steve Kenyon from Rural Radio's Western Sports Roundup. Join us for the best in Western sports on Rural Radio. Saturday night, June the 4th, we'll be in Decatur, Texas for exclusive live coverage of JW Hart's PBR Challenge. Will one of the young guns of the PBR win $50,000? We'll find out together Saturday night, June the 4th. And we'll be in Bennington, Kansas for the Bennington PRCA Rodeo, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. From Western Sports Roundup to live rodeo coverage, the best in Western sports on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, and on the Sirius XM app.
Hey, it's Flint Rasmussen from Outside the Barrel, and this week we head to Decatur, Texas to J.W. Hart's big Invitational PBR Bull Riding. J.W. joins us to talk about that. And one of the great young guns in the Young Guns Challenge, Cooper Davis, talks about a potential matchup with the great bull Airtime. It's all on Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen Friday at 5 Eastern and 3 in the mountains. Again, Sunday at 1 Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio Sirius XM 147 or the Sirius XM app.
Rural Radio Channel 147, exclusively on Sirius XM.
Someone's going to walk out of here with it tomorrow night.
That's the brand of champions of Pro Rodeo. As we fly the flag of Ram Trucks, I want to tell you a story. Almost 40 years ago, Ram got involved in an experiment with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And the deal was real simple. They wanted to find out whether Ram trucks could put up with the hauling, the driving, the pulling, the speed, all the things that we did to them in the rodeo business. Well, it must have worked, because 40 years later, almost, there's a parking lot full of Ram trucks pulling horse trailers to get world champions up and down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, that big truck right there, that's a 3500 extended cab dually. That truck will fit six fully grown bulldoggers comfortably. Pull a four horse trailer fully loaded in the living quarters. Got all kinds of fun little storage spots on the inside. Basically,
is that
if
like
you show
the
up with that
guys
truck
that meet up in
your
parking
driveway,
lots?
Your neighbors are all going to be very, very jealous people.
Yes, they are.
In
they're
the UK?
If Hoover scans out, that means one thing. It's almost time for our beautiful ladies and very fast horses in the Bell Race competition.
Now, folks, I want you to make sure you drop by the Marshall Motors display. On your way out tonight, on your way in tomorrow night, if you're coming back to the rodeo, make sure you get signed up. You can register once per day.
Oh, yeah, if you're coming back to the rodeo, it'll be great because you can see fucking
Ram truck.
Another
the
day of Keith's fucking dumb horse Ram. Sex act.
Now, mine's seen the Bennington High School dance team, then snow cones and cotton candy. And we also want to say thanks
to the Bennington National Honor Society. They're selling popcorn and 50-50 tickets. You still have an opportunity to get one. We're going to draw for it here in just a little while. Now, the barrel racers got very fast last night. We're going to try to get faster. We're going to start at Dickens, Nebraska. Dale White.
I love that fucking the dude responsible for the music has like 25 fucking songs.
Coors can. We don't want to spill any Coors beer on a Friday night because I saw those people that came here to party. That's a party town.
Oh, yeah, it's a party town. Yeah.
Do your thing.
Party foul.
Kansas, here's a Nebraska cowgirl.
In Bennington, Kansas.
We're good on the first barrel and around the second Coors can. Heading number three. Now right here is where you come into play. One more turn, it's your turn to bring her home. 1848. We're going to stop the clock. 1848 on the run. Let's get a Marcy Bartlett. Gothenburg, Nebraska, Calgary.
All right, folks, let's do it again. Time to beat 1755. Troy told you that. Nebraska's on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, you watch the horsewomanship that goes into each and every one of these runs. You're talking about 50,000, 75,000, maybe 100 grand a horse every time one of these ponies rides in the arena. And she's going to ease in through that gate. They're not going to come blasting from the gate. And see her riding down the bucket. She's kind of looking over her shoulder. She wants to find exactly the right spot on that first barrel to run to. It's turned as much as it is run. If your horse won't shut down and get you around the barrels, it's not worth the effort. But she's got it working tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, at 18 flat, we're going to the
sorry, when I hear the,
get that lady from Nebraska a little
bit. The lasers, just, I kind of...
Do we have any K-State Wildcat fans in the house? Where are you at? Chris Hansen.
What?
Manhattan, Chris Kansas, Hansen. What?
Chris Hansen's there? He probably should be.
We're still looking for...
Put that fucking rodeo clown in jail, Chris.
Friday night, we're going to get it. Maybe right here. This little cowgirl makes her way up the alleyway to the center stage to make something happen. That's where you got to be. To the mid-17-second range if you want a piece of the pie here this weekend. We're going to scotch him up a little bit on the first one. She'll check even head to number two. The Coors cans are still alive. And one more turn. Are you ready, Bennington? It is your turn. How about an 1887?
All right, let's head to the home state of the Ram National
Circuit.
The sequel
to the order, 1887.
I'm talking about the beautiful state of Florida. I'm talking about a gold card holder in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. Lady has been in the short round of the Cheyenne Frontier Days, the short round in Dodge City. Lady has won in another rodeo already this weekend. This is Sabre O'Quinn, Ocala, Florida. Her family's in the racehorse business and the horse trailer business. And basically, this lady knows how to whoop them anytime she gets the opportunity. Now, she might be from Florida, but it's not unusual for her to spend all summer, every summer, in the Midwest or the Northwest. All right, cowgirl, let's get some Kansas money. Oh, nice first. Oh. We're going to drive into that second. Oh, no. That's 55 gallons of trouble right there. You want to give her a little consolation? That horse was working. Time of 18 and 19 plus 5, making it 23 and 19. Folks, here's the simplest way I can explain. Every once in a while, you're going to hit a barrel. I don't care who you are or how much money you've won. You show me a barrel racer that's never hit a barrel, I'll show you a barrel racer's never won a dime.
You're right. You're right. Goldsby, Oklahoma.
That's right. Fuck all y'all.
She's having a great season this year. As a matter of fact, she's moved inside the top 25 when we're talking about the PRCA Prairie Circuit.
Troy, this lady grew up on a horse ranch. Her dad, Jim Little, in Yukon, Oklahoma, raises some of the nicest horses in the world. Here comes the former champion of the great San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. Yo! Maddie, don't do that.
Why do they put this on the radio?
Maddie!
Why would anyone listen
awesome
to this?
To see you, my friend. Y'all give that beautiful blonde a large round of that hospitality tonight. Would you do that?
18-21 plus 5 in the middle of 23-21. 23-21. Let's go to Angela Michaels.
Like, I assume this is on television somewhere. Maybe not. Maybe not. There'd be more commercials if there were.
Elk City every year. Angela Michael wants some of the money here in Bennington.
Or why wouldn't they adjust knowing that they were on the fucking radio and, like, announce the event of at least a little bit?
What has made the difference from last night to
at least a little bit to let people know what the fuck is going on.
So let's get it done with this little cowgirl right here. They have the choice of going to the right or left-hand barrels first. It doesn't matter. But we are concerned about to keep all three of them standing. One more. Come on. Help her. 18-04.
Instead, we're listening to, like, sex crimes be committed by a rodeo clown.
That's where it's at tonight.
Live broadcast.
Marshall Motor Company. Ladies and gentlemen, top 40 in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association on the way. Katie Hillman, Weatherford, Texas, next to run.
Split second and third last weekend at the BRCA Prairie Circuit stop at Claremore, Oklahoma. And let's get some more money. That dollars is what we talk about to get to the circuit finals or the national finals. Talk about high performance athletes.
There might not be a better opportunity for the American quarter horse to show off than in the barrel racing business. Look at everything that goes into that turn. That's gorgeous. You look at this bay horse reach out front. Kansas, come on, get loud for Texas. Look out, scoreboard.
I
How about this? 17-46. Jamie, you're winning first place money. And the crowd goes wild.
Just see if they do it. That's all. They did. Good Cheryl Wallace, Broken Bone, Nebraska. Top 20 in the first circuit. So we can be in the 17s. I was concerned that the ground had changed, but it has not. This big buckskin horse will make some... Oh, no!
Darn it.
Number two is going to come down. It's going to take her out of the money. Ladies and gentlemen, hospitality goes a long way. 1781 plus 5 is a 2281.
All right. Troy, I'll bet you know lots of stories about this lady. Randy Merritt, Mount Weatherford, Oklahoma. She's a native of Kansas.
She's good.
She's a Kansas high school champion. Rope and tying goats, barrel racing all three.
What's your husband in the tie-down rope? One more. Last one.
I like the fact that it's gotten a little faster on the bottom part of the ground.
I do too.
And you know, last night about this time, the second fastest time of the whole rodeo was turned in.
It was.
Let's see if we can do it again.
And we saved the best for last in the barrel race tonight, Bennington. It's time to find out. This is not the biggest horse we've seen this weekend, but it's got a huge heart inside its body.
That's your name. She says Oklahoma. She grew up in Kansas. You want to help her?
1835.
That'll work.
1835.
I got a question. Did y'all like the ladies of the Women's Professional Rodeo Association? There it is on the board. Stevie Hillman, 1746. Emily Miller, 1755 in the number two spot. That's your barrel race, and it's courtesy of the people of Marshall Motor Company and Ram Trucks.
Rural Radio, Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
This is Rob Jack, host of Ass Pro Shops Outdoor World. On this week's show...
It really does sound like he's saying Ass Pro Shops.
Company's director of
Firearms Product Manager John Fink and the Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing Rob McKenna. We're going to talk guns.
We're talk about bullets.
200th anniversary.
200th anniversary.
Outdoor World.
Sweet bullets. On the Ass Pro Shops.
Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, and on Sirius on Demand.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll get the latest headlines from around the organization, recap Georgia's state FFA convention, and catch up with the Blue Hill FFA chapter in Nebraska. Finally, we'll meet a Minnesota FFA member getting third graders started early on the importance of agriculture. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, the Sirius XM app, and Sirius On Demand. Saturday on the Nebraska Nights Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Tourism, we'll head to the 42nd Annual Omaha Summer Arts Festival, June 10th through the 12th in downtown Omaha. The nation's finest visual artists, a stage of continuous musical performances, and a hands-on children's fair. On the next Nebraska Nights Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Tourism, on Destination Radio, on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 147, at noon Eastern Time Saturday. I'm Jill Thomas, inviting you to visit Nebraska. Visit Nice.
Are you ready to talk Angus? Join me, Doug Medlock, every Saturday morning for Angus Talk.
Are you ready to talk Angus?
The latest news in the Angus business.
Are you ready to get thunderstruck?
Beautiful St. Joseph, Missouri. Angus Talk keeps you up to date with what's going on in cattle country. Join us each Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, right here on Rural Radio, exclusively on Sirius XM.
Rural Radio, Channel 47.
Let's do it. Come on.
Let's go.
I like it so far. It's good.
Go.
Well, it started good. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Bucks, he likes him a little wild. He likes him a little western. Maybe not that wild, that western. Somebody ought to give him a little of that consolation right there. Okay, so you got money to give away.
I do. There was $421 in the pot, so your half's going to be $210.50. The ticket number is 173037.
Shit, that's mine.
173037. If you have that,
I won
the
50-50.
Take it down to the far end of the arena, down at the lean-to. They have your money down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, go down to the lean-to awesome. And get your money. Get your money from the lean-to.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Wish it would have worked better.
Okay. Something important is about to happen because Keith Isley is returning to the arena. Keith Isley is rolling out his barrel.
Oh, no.
There are a bunch of very large, very angry farm animals loaded up in the bucking chutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do a little survey on a Friday night. Are there any bull riding fans in the house?
Can you feel it?
What?
I think we ought to do that again.
It sounded like we're at a golf match.
Yeah, I think we can do a little better. You think we can do a little better?
I do.
Okay. Let's try one more time with feeling. Folks, it's bull riding time. Are you ready?
Can you feel it?
Let's do it!
Finally, some bull riding music.
The Bennington State Bank brings our bull riding down on the arena floor. I want you to be our protection team that are going to serve as bullfighters. All the way from Hawaii, sail on a jet, Napier. He's on one side, his partner out of Banks, Oklahoma. That man is Wade Coots. They're going to be there to take care of our cowboys.
If you know what I mean.
Let's go to Ethan Simon, Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Keith.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready. Are you ready?
Sucker punch the bull down inside Propane Central. Fucking shoot is where we're at. This cowboy's trying desperately to get out on him.
And this bull's trying desperately to throw him off in the bucking chute.
Yeah.
I think he's made a 90-point ride. They haven't even opened the gate yet.
Hey, Keith, have you had a good night tonight?
I have. And I would just like to ask a small question.
Okay.
How many people is here...
that are cops?
...from Nebraska?
A couple.
Oh, okay. How many people is here from Oklahoma? Okay. How many people is here illegally? Just thought I'd run that by. All these two kids that up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We slammed the river.
We have good. Fun.
Alright. First man rides, everybody rides tonight. The bull riding Ethan Simon, Wichita, Kansas. Let's kick this thing off. That bull they call Sucker Punch. Trying to get the little advantage on him. Alright. Just about set.
Now today's second ride. You can't touch him with the free hand. You gotta make that whistle. That bull just literally turned around and tried to bite him.
What that bull don't know that somebody's gonna bite him back at some point in his life.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Any day now. Come on, Ethan.
Let's go. Sucker Punch just lived up to his name.
He did.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that gonna be a score? Can he get a nice welcome from all of you? Give him a hand, would you?
Oh, man. How many people is in this chat illegally? That's Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody.